went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my little contraption that I carry with me everywhere I go, which is called my cell phone. My cell phone has a different area code than the 912, so I just want you to be mindful that it's not a long-distance phone call. You're not going to increase your phone bill or anything along those lines. It's just simply a cell phone that has an 845 area code, and the correct phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. You could email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Come to a free healthcare class held every Tuesday evening at 6:30. There's lots of ways to gather information and get answers to your questions. I love answering people's questions and giving them common sense understanding for all the complex health issues that we have that seem to be becoming more exotic and more complex and require more testing and spending more money with less and less results week in and week out. And I personally don't want that for you, which is why we do this show. This show is called When Your Health Matters. And it's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And so that's why it's called When Your Health Matters. You determine that for yourself. And I would encourage you to decide that your health matters. It is your most important asset. If you can't get out of bed in the morning, then your debt, your job, your relationships, your car situation, your kid's situation, none of that really matters. It only matters if you can get out of bed. And in order to get out of bed every day, you have to have some semblance of health. And I'd like you to have as close to 100% health as possible. I think that's our God-given birthright, and I want to teach you how to exercise that right. And the man that helps me do that every day, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's in the studio with me, and we want to acknowledge Mark and just say that we really appreciate him, and we appreciate the work that he puts into putting together the topics for these shows and developing the material and doing the research and coming up with the questions to help me create clarity for you, the listener, When Your Health Matters. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today and to get a chance to talk to you about the issues that people are facing when it comes to their health and the different way that you have of approaching health. And one of the things that happens for people who come to you for the first time is you actually look at trying to get an assessment of what's going on with that person to really understand what their health concerns are, what their health concerns have been. And so I'd like to find out what happens to you when a new patient comes to you for the first time.
Well, that would be many different things. More times than not, I've actually had a conversation with them on the phone and I've asked them some questions. And it's very interesting when somebody calls me and I talk to them on the phone, and I would encourage anybody listening to take advantage of that opportunity. They always have a surprised response to the depth of my questions and the general interest that I take in their health, even though I don't even know them yet. And they're always surprised at you know, I've been told that the warmth that I offer, the ease at which to talk to, wow, you sound just like the guy on the radio. Well, that's good because I am the guy on the radio, and I can only be who I am, and I have a genuine, sincere interest, as you're well aware of, Mark, because of the time that you've known me and the times that I've helped you and your family members. I'm just interested. My passion and my purpose, the purpose why God put me on this planet, is to help people simplify, understand, overcome, and put in the rearview mirror any and all health problems that they have. And I get an abundance of calls, and I appreciate the calls, which is why I carry my cell phone with me, so that you can call me essentially at any time. And so when a person finally comes into the office, I usually already have some level of rapport with them. Not all the time, but we've made available on the website the ability to download and print out new patient forms. One of the things that I observed early on in my career, and even when I was going through school, because I had to go to student clinic, is they give you a whole bunch of forms to fill out.
Right.
And some of those forms are like, wow, I didn't think I was going to be asked that question. So what I have chosen to do is I've chosen to put all my new patient intake forms on my website to where the person can actually download them and print them out and then fill them out at their own rate of speed under their own stress levels or lack of stress levels. Because a lot of times you go into a doctor's office and you're in a room with a whole bunch of people and you're kind of maybe apprehensive about writing down while you're there if it's an embarrassing situation. And health issues shouldn't be embarrassing, but they sometimes can be embarrassing. And so giving people the forms to fill out before they come in, I think is a benefit and just speaks volumes to the concern that I have for you and trying to create ease of access to the understanding. My website is a wealth of information, as you're aware of. It answers 90% of people's questions. The other 10% requires us to have a conversation. But the website's there to give you the understanding so that you know when you come to me that, A, you're in the right office because this guy knows what he's talking about. So much of what I hear when a new patient comes into my office is that, how come my medical doctor didn't tell me this? Or how come my medical doctor doesn't understand this? Or I didn't know that my medical doctor would even know about this. I had a patient earlier this morning, and we were talking about the new doctor, the medical doctor that he's going to because he's got an imbalance in his kidney. And the doctor's like, you know what? I don't want to order a CAT scan for you to see if things are changing. We want to find less invasive ways. We want to find ways that don't involve radiation, and we want to find ways that are going to be minimally impactful on your health. And my patient was just like, it's so refreshing. It's like he's a medical version of you because he wants to minimize the impact. He doesn't want to maximize the impact because so much of healthcare is that way. So my new patient forms are designed to help me get information that's going to help me better understand your particular circumstances so that we can actually solve the problem. So there's some forms that we ask you to fill out that have specific questions, maybe about your past health issues, maybe about, well, what have you done to help your situation? What's worked? What hasn't worked? Those kinds of things. And it's interesting because I had a gentleman who was coming to see me. We had talked several times on the phone. I talked with him. I talked with his wife. He was nice enough to send me a check for spending time with him on the phone. I didn't ask for the check, but it was nice that he just had that level of awareness that there was some value in the exchange that we had. And so he and his wife finally decided to come in, but his wife missed the understanding of being able to print out the forms. Mm-hmm. So they came in with no forms. But I need that information to understand exactly what I'm dealing with, regardless of how many times we've talked on the phone, because unfortunately, the legalities of the healthcare system require you to have basic information like name, address, date of birth, social security number, because if you're dealing with insurance, there has to be some level of validation, et cetera. And I guess the thing that was frustrating was he just wanted to come in and talk about his problem and how to solve his problem because he was at his wit's end and his urologist wasn't helping him at all. And so he wanted me to help him. But I can't interact with you in a professional way without having basic understandings. So long and the short of it, I guess he got frustrated with filling out the questions and didn't understand the purpose of the questions. And instead of asking me, why would you need to know this? He and his wife just got up and left the office.
Well, I think
I felt bad.
Yeah. One of the things that you do in your assessments of people is that you don't just look at the particular problem that a person comes to you with, but you look at the overall person, which means that there may be things that you could assess from a person's past, from their history, that would enable you to understand perhaps what eventually turned into the problem that they came to you with.
That's exactly right. There's a causal mechanism for every imbalance that a person has, and we've done our best to emphasize that. And it's important that people start to think differently about their health regarding, okay, well, what's causing the issue? Not what is the ultimate outcome, but what changed in the body that has ultimately led to you being in this particular state. And I can't give medication, which means that I'm not about treating the outcome, I'm about treating the cause, which means that I need to ask specific questions to get back to, well, before you started having your first symptom, what was going on in your life? What was your lifestyle about? What was your emotional state? And it's like people are like, well, what would that have to do with anything? Well, believe it or not, every one of your health imbalances, Mark, has an emotional connection to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say that 95% of the time, it's the emotional imbalance that ultimately leads to the physical imbalance that brings you into the doctor's office. And if you don't understand the person's emotional perspective, their emotional reality, their view of the world, and the belief systems that support that view, you're never going to get to the source of an issue. I think we can all safely say that Donald Trump has a very specific view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think it's good or bad is irrelevant. Observing it for what it is helps me understand who he is as a person. I know things about you that you've never told me, that you were surprised that I knew about you. And it's just, okay, well, when you're a good intake person and you assess everything, not just what comes out of a person's mouth, but their body language, the verbiage in their answer, all of those kinds of things, it all goes into all of it. So the initial intake forms that I have in my office, the purpose of them is to help me to gain some insights on what's going to be the fastest way to get to the source of your problem so that we can get that handled so that you don't have to continue to suffer for the rest of your life and being put on endless medication for the rest of your life and never ever fixing your problem for the rest of your life.
You know, and one of the things that I think is so important, because I know, you know, I've gone into enough doctor's offices in my life to know that when you fill out the forms that they give you at the time, oftentimes I can't remember everything that I would think of if I had more time to reflect
right.
and remember this particular thing. So when you are able to print those forms at home and fill them out at your leisure, you actually have more time and you go, oh yeah, I remember that this happened when I was 13 or that happened or you know, so something more subtle can actually find its way into the answers to those questions.
Exactly. And I get people that come into my office, and I really appreciate them and the time and energy and effort. And it tells me one of two things about the person. But they'll come in and they'll have their life story.
Mm-hmm.
In abbreviated form about when this happened. You know, I had my tonsils out when I was two, and I don't remember having them out, but my mom told me about them, and this, and you know,
right.
And then I had this issue show up when I was six, and you know, and this is a person who's in their 60s, and they're telling me all the way back to when they were 2 years old, and having that information helps me to understand how they've developed their perspective of the world and their belief systems and how that influences things. And so when I ask them questions about their childhood, they have a conscious recollection of what was going on in their childhood. Why? Because they've got that written down in their health history.
Mm-hmm.
And they remember when I skinned my knee and had to stay in the hospital overnight or what have you. And so that all of that information is very, very important for me to help people understand. We live in a society of instant obsolescence. We're looking for immediate gratification. And the interesting thing about medicine is you can get immediate gratification from medicine, but then what ends up happening is you end up getting stuck on that medication because you keep trying to get the immediate gratification. And you know, we've talked about it in the past, and I'm sure we're going to talk about over the next couple of weeks because we're moving into the immune system time of year and sugar and all of that. And I think you periodically ask me the question, whether we're talking about sugar directly or not, where you say, over time, doesn't the sugar response diminish and you need to have more in order to get the same response? And yeah, and so when you're evaluating somebody's health, it's important for us to understand that everything that's part of your life up to this point has influenced where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a GPS system, okay? Your guidance system has led you to the circumstances that you're in. And if we back up far enough, we can understand where you went off course. And if we address that, the body can now go forward in a way that heals itself as opposed to continues to perpetuate a problem. And so my job is to get to the source of circumstances. So my intake forms are pretty thorough, but every question has a purpose, and you may not understand the purpose, but I promise you that by filling out the forms as complete as possible and as being as transparent and as authentic as possible, that's going to help me help you faster.
Well, and ultimately what you're trying to do is get the help that you need for whatever the health concern that you came into the office for in the first place.
Exactly. And so what's important is that we're going to be a co-creative team.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to understand a little bit about what I'm dealing with as far as you as a person and what your condition is and how it impacts your life and what it interferes with and what you have to do to adapt to that, et cetera, in order for me to help you most.
And one of the things that you ask about, I remember in reading in the forum that you ask questions about a person's spouse or partner. And how does that inform what your understanding of a person's health is? Like, you know, for instance, what's your spouse's occupation? What does that tell you?
Well, it helps me appreciate, okay, what's the dynamic of the relationship? And, we are impacted by our relationships, and it's like, okay, well, if I have patients who their spouse is more of a roommate at this point in their life than it is a spouse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be blessed with two parents that they've been together for over 60 years, okay? And they are just as loving now towards each other as they were when I was a little kid growing up. And I've seen that my whole life,
mm-hmm.
okay? So there are those types of relationships. And it's interesting, I had this conversation with a patient this morning because we were talking about what he and his wife are going to do once they retire this coming January. And I'm like, if you don't have a plan, you're not going to want to get out of bed in the morning, and that's doesn't bode well for your longevity as far as having a retirement go on kind of thing. And sometimes my parents are asked by their friends when either my dad's with his friends or my mom is with her friends, and they're just like, you know, you and your husband spend a lot of time together. How can you tolerate each other that well at this stage in your life? And it's just like, you know what? Well, you're supposed to have good relationships, you know, and if you choose a life partner, it's for a life, and you should be co-creative. And that's what I try to foster in my practice. And so it's like, I want to know things about you. I want to know okay, what is the stress between you and your wife? Because that's going to impact the decisions that you make with regards to your health, okay? If you as a patient need to go home and run it up the flagpole, so to speak, with your spouse, okay, having a sense of what your spouse's life is about, what their job is if they have a job, meaning going to work as opposed to being a stay-at-home parent, which is also a great job to have. Doesn't pay very well, but it's a great job to have. But if you have one parent that is at stay-at-home and the other parent is the one that goes and raises the money, et cetera, that may influence what you think as the patient you're capable of doing financially as far as your health goes. So for me, I just want to turn over every stone and consider every relationship and every influence that goes into a person's health to understand what could be impacting the way that you think, which ultimately influences the way that you function.
One of the things I find so interesting on the forums that you ask is that one of the questions that you like to pose is what is your expectation for your first visit? And I mean, how does a person's purpose for the visit help inform you and what you understand about that person?
Well, it gives me a sense of what their expectations, what their reality is on whatever. It's like, you know, I have a person who's desperate to come into my office and I ask them some questions and they're just like, you know, my back's in a lot of pain. I really need to see you. Can you see me today? Kind of thing. And it's like, well, I'll try to see you today if my schedule allows for it. I'll try to see anybody whenever I can. But then I ask the question, how long have you had a problem with your back? Well, it's been bothering me for about 12 hours. Okay, is this the first time that you had a problem with your back? Oh, no, I've had a problem with my back for 30 years.
Right.
Okay, so you've had a problem for your back for 30 years, but somehow this morning it seems to be urgent to get fixed.
A crisis.
I'm not going to fix a 30-year problem instantaneously. So by getting a sense of what their expectations are, oh, I expect to be out of pain, even though I've had pain for 30 years. I expect because this acute level of pain that I should be able to come in because I had an experience once where I went to a chiropractor and after one visit, I was 100% better. But you just got finished telling me that you've had pain for 30 years. Did you go to the chiropractor prior to that 30 years? Oh, no, it was after. So you've had this pain for 30 years. And you had a miraculous treatment in one visit to where your pain went away. How long did your pain go away for? I don't know. It was probably good for about 4 or 5 months. Well, fantastic. But you're now 20 years after that event. Why would you expect your body to respond the same today as it did 20 years ago? But people come in with that mentality and that level of expectation. So ferreting out by asking questions to gain a sense of what their expectations are, if you've had a problem for 30 years, it's not realistic. If you want that practitioner, you're going to have to go find another practitioner. But if I'm going to be real with you, we're not going to get rid of a 30-year problem in one visit, even if that's what you're expecting.
But that's not to say that you can't necessarily get them out of the crisis with what single visit.
Absolutely.
It just means that the real problem,
the underlying situation needs to be addressed. And if you're aware that you've had a problem for 30 years, okay, good. Let's start with that expectation. Let's get the understanding of what you've had to do to adapt to having a problem for that long. Mm-hmm. And what does that do to your expectations as far as getting better and what that would look like? And so I'll get into that. What are your expectations? You know, do you expect, you know, you've had a scoliosis for 30 years and you're all hunched over this, that, and the other thing. Do you think that by coming to a chiropractor that I'm going to be able to, quote, straighten your spine out? And God bless some of my colleagues. They may actually sell that. And I'll be like, you know what? I can't sell you something that's not physically possible, okay? I can give you hope. And truth be told, the answer to the question is, what I want to accomplish on a first visit is I want to give a person hope.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I want them to walk out of my office with is, you know what? I feel he understands my problem. He listens. He asks good questions. I feel comfortable. And most importantly, I have hope that my condition will get better and eventually go away.
Well, it's in that hope that you've actually done something. So there's a prognosis and a plan that you come up with for helping that person if they want to go forward with you. So when they leave with hope, part of that hope comes out of the fact that they say, I see a path towards health.
Right. And that's exactly what I'm supposed to lay out for somebody on a first visit. And like we were just talking about, if you've had a problem for a long period of time, I need you to be aware of the fact that it's not going to be an instantaneous thing, because as much as I aspire to do the miracles that Jesus Christ was able to do, well, I've been telling people recently that, yes, I do walk on water, but only if it's frozen, you know. Or if it's a puddle in a parking lot, then I can walk on water. But I don't walk on water the way that Jesus did in the Bible kind of thing. But, you know, I believe it or not, Jesus Christ does inspire me tremendously, because if he was quoted as saying, ye too can do all of this and more, I'd like to at least start to approach the kind of things that he was able to do with spontaneous healing and miraculous healing and all of that. And that's an intention that I have, but it's not a realistic expectation that I go to work with every day and live in a fantasy world that, oh, I'm going to put my hands on you and I'm going to heal you like Jesus. I don't think that way at all. I'm a very pragmatic, very logical, very technical person who tries to understand the facets of a person's situation, help them become aware of all the facets, which is emotions, which is toxicity, which is nutrition, which is allergies, which is physiology and structure and spirituality, and all of those seven different pillars go into a person's health problem. I understand all of that, and not everybody wants all of that. So again, asking the questions, getting what their expectations are, and helping to manage their expectations, and not try to sell them something that they don't want, but make them aware of the fact that, did you know that I offer a type of service that may be beneficial for your circumstance? And we don't have to do that if you don't want to, but I just wanted you to make aware of what your options were, because it's important from a healthcare perspective to make the patient aware of all their options are, so that they can make the best decision for themselves.
It becomes their choice.
It's supposed to be their choice. And I shouldn't try to influence them one way or another to help them make the choice that I want them to make, because it has nothing to do with me.
Right.
Most of medicine is, how do we get the person to fit into our pattern? Well, we give them this name of, or the diagnosis of their condition, and with every diagnostic code comes a protocol that they don't vary from at all.
Right.
So everybody gets the same treatment if you have the same diagnosis, even though everybody who has that diagnosis is a completely different individual.
Right. I mean, if you come in with high blood pressure, they give you high blood pressure medication. They're not really concerned about whether the high blood pressure is because of some particular stress that's going on immediately in your life, or if you had a long-term, you know, development of this problem.
Right, or if you have dietary issues that support, you know, increasing blood pressure,
right,
just to manage your diet.
Just to manage your diet. Well, this is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you more about what it is that your history tells you about the patients that you see that helps you understand how to best bring them back into health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I appreciate your listenership, and you're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I are talking about an interesting topic, which I think is important. It gives you more of a feel of who I am and what you're about to experience if you come into my office. And we're talking about what, why I ask the questions that I ask, and why is a good full health history important for me to help you, the person with the health issue.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that that is interesting to me is that why would somebody choose to go to an alternative healthcare practitioner as opposed to a conventional medicine, and why would that be important in terms of understanding their assessment and their history?
Well, I guess the interesting thing is when somebody comes to me, 99 times out of 100, they have some sort of medical history. They've been involved in the medical way of dealing with health issues, the allopathic way of going to a medical doctor and having a physical done, being told that they have this particular diagnosis and 99 times out of 100 being given a prescription medication and sent home, and they use their prescription medication to manage their condition. Everything on the television will tell you it's about health management disease management. And sometimes the commercials will even tell you, well, there's no cure for this particular problem that you have. And realistically, I agree with the commercials in this sense, Mark. If you're just going to medicate your situation, there is no cure for what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to step out of that box and come to see me, I need to know what your medical history is. I need to know what medications you're on. I need to know what medications you may have been on in the past. I need to know that you've gone through chemotherapy. I need to know that maybe you've had breast cancer, or you've had kidney disease, or hepatitis, or some sort of. I need to understand who is the person that I'm dealing with. Where do they have weaknesses, or where do they have diagnostic conditions? Because that influences the choices that I'm going to make, and it's going to help me manage my expectations of what's possible. I have a gentleman. His wife contacted me. He heard about me. He listened to my radio show, and heck, he might be listening to the show now. And he's had neck surgery, and he's been in chronic pain before and since having neck surgery. And what's happened is he's had the upper part of his neck has been fused. Okay.
Right.
In the process of that, it creates a condition known as meningeal compression. And the meningeal compression ultimately puts tension in the nervous system and can lead to chronic pain. So there's a technique that I do in the office that is very effective for roughly 85% of people who have chronic pain. I've taken people who've had years of pain and gotten rid of their pain inside of a minute. I've had other people who've had years of pain that I've gotten rid of in a couple of visits. Okay, so him coming into my office and making me aware of the fact that, well, I have a fusion in my neck, A, pointed to the fact that he should have an assessment using this specific technique to see if we can help him and take the tension out of his meninges. But B, it also helps me to appreciate why he might have meningeal compression because of his health history. So what we end up calling those things that we need to consider, we call them complicating factors. If you were just a plain person who's never had any intervention at all and you don't have any major issue, there's less to deal with. Well, if you've had a surgery or multiple surgeries, or if you've had some hardware put into your body, or if they put a pump in to regulate certain functions that your body's no longer doing, those are going to be complicating factors, and those are things that I need to understand if I'm truly going to assess you properly and give you accurate expectations in terms of what's what. And with this particular gentleman, we said, okay, we're going to do a couple of these treatments, and we're going to see how your body responds. And sometimes people's bodies respond immediately. Sometimes it takes as long as 48 hours for their body to respond. And, you know, managing their expectations as far as that goes. And you know what? It didn't feel any better initially. It actually felt worse. But then the following day, it felt much better, and I slept better that night. Well, for me, that's a positive outcome, meaning a good outcome. And that helps me understand, okay, the nervous system is awake, it has the ability to respond, and now I can make a proper assessment and manage the expectations in terms of what I would think is possible for this particular person. And if it's not possible, I'm going to be honest and I'm going to say, listen, your body doesn't seem to be responding to this. There's other things that we can do, but this was the big tool that I was going to take out to help you, and this is what I hoped would have made the biggest amount of change. So this is making part of it. We got to add some things to it because, like I said, everybody's different. We need to treat everybody as an individual, not just give them a one-size-fits-all.
One of the things that I'd like to ask you about is you can't prescribe medications, and yet you have to deal with patients who come in who are using medications to treat certain problems. So how does that knowledge affect your understanding of a person's health? How do you deal with the fact that, like, you're not prescribing a blood pressure medication or a heart medication, and yet when somebody comes in, you need to be able to help them with whatever the issue is that they have and how that medication affects them?
Probably the greatest exercise anybody can do, and I do it for them, but I think it's important for them to do it as well. Mm-hmm. But I'll do it for them because, in general sense, if you're being prescribed a medication, your assumption is, that's what my perspective has been over the years, the assumption is that the patient thinks the doctor knows what the doctor's doing, so they go along with it for the sake of going along with it, and they don't necessarily ask a lot of questions. So when they give me their list of medications that they're currently on, I had a gentleman come in, and there was 9 different medications that he was on.
Wow.
And so I quickly went to the internet, and I type in their medication name, and I look for side effects. And I wrote out the top 10, 15 side effects associated with the different medications that he was on.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, Mark, there was a lot of overlap as far as symptoms go, meaning that each medication produced a similar symptom as a side effect.
Okay.
Now, just to be clear, a side effect is your body's way of telling you that what you're giving it is not the true solution.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a true solution, you would just feel better and everything would go back to normal. If your body produces a new effect known as a side effect from taking a medication, that's your nervous system telling you that that's not our proper answer. Okay? So when I look at the side effects of, let's say, this particular gentleman, and 8 of his medications are producing the same side effect, which it means lack of motivation, decreased libido, decrease in energy, lethargia, fatigue, and all of those medications say that same thing, it's ironic that they're coming into my office telling me that, you know what, I've recently retired, I have no motivation, I don't want to get out of bed in the morning, I don't have any drive in life, and I know that's not normal, and I want to get the fire back in me. Well, you're taking 9 medications that make you feel lack of motivation, no libido, lack of energy, no motivation. And you need to be aware of the fact that your medication is probably what's creating what you're coming to see me for. Now, there's things we can do to offset that. But now I've given you some questions that you need to go back and ask the doctor or doctors that have given you these 9 different medications, mm-hmm. and make mm-hmm. them aware of, were you aware that I'm taking all of these medications and all of them create this feeling that I have that I'm not happy with? What do I have to do to either get off those medications, which they're not going to want to take you off of, or what do I have to do to offset the effects of those medications? So understanding the medication that a person's taking, I'm going to do the research. Why? Because it influences their physiology, because that's what medication does.
Mm-hmm.
But the effects of that influence on the physiology may be creating the problem that they have. There's a colleague, doctor friend of mine that I call him a friend even though I've never actually met him, but we've communicated for 25 years, okay? And he's got more courage in the healthcare industry because he's got a bigger support system than I do, and a lot of his support system is medical doctors. And one of the things that he's done, and I have never asked a patient to do this, one of the things that he's done is he's taken people off their medication with the support of his medical staff of sorts, and all of their symptoms go away after he's taken them off all their medication, including their original symptom, which is why they were put on the medication.
That's interesting.
And it's a question of better health through better chemistry, not necessarily. And we need doctors in general need to do a better job of understanding what are the consequences of our intervention, even if it's just a prescription intervention.
What's interesting is, you know, if you were to think of this in the analogy of building a house or a building, and you have the foundation and there's something that goes wrong and now the foundation is a little crooked. So you say, well, I'm going to give you a prescription to get the next story to be
straight,
tilted the other way. So
right,
it's going to be right. And then, well, now it's a little leaning the other way, so I'm going to give another thing to make it lean back the first way. You're never going to have a strong structure. What you have to actually do, and this is kind of at the core of your practice, is to go back to the foundation and start from the bottom up and build up everything so that it's aligned in its proper place.
Correct.
So when a patient comes to you, and this often happens, I know, that people have things going on with their health that they can sort of feel something's not quite right, but I really don't have a symptom. It's kind of vague. And in the ways that you do your history assessments, does that help you find out what's going on with them that may not have actually turned into a full-blown symptom?
Well, what it does is it helps me get a sense of how their body's functioning based upon their interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do our next phase of the first visit in the office, we do a functional evaluation.
What does that mean?
We evaluate the function of all the different organs, all the different glands, all the different systems. Essentially, how is the body working? And based upon what they're saying with their vague symptom and their vague level of imbalance and upset,
mm-hmm.
Okay, now we do the physical evaluation, a functional evaluation, and then we can say, well, these things aren't functioning properly, which the side effect of these things not functioning properly actually supports why you feel the way that you feel. And they'll say to me, well, how come my medical doctor hasn't checked me for this? I can't explain why they don't do the things that they do or why they do the things that they do. I just know that looking at I do everything from a perspective of logic. What makes the most amount of sense here? There's a thing out there called Occam's razor, which says mm-hmm. in the lack of empirical evidence, the simplest answer is usually the right answer. Medicine actually violates Occam's razor because they're looking for exotic reasons for why things happen, that they can monetize and that they can, go on a witch hunt, so to speak, to justify why they think this exotic thing is happening. And it makes a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it doesn't help the person have their situation handled. My job is to simplify things. One of the comments that I get from people that do call me, that when they tell me that they heard me on the radio, and they all have the same general basic comment. You make my difficult health situation so much easier to understand.
Well, that's so interesting because
that's how it's supposed to be.
Your questions are so deep and so thorough. So on the one hand, you're taking a lot of complex answers, a lot of deep questions that you're asking about a person's history, about their health, about their medications, about their surgeries, family health, relationships, emotions, all those questions that you're asking. But then you take all that information, and then what you do is you synthesize it and simplify it because you're dealing with whatever they've come into the office in specific
right
at that moment to deal
and
with.
And I show them the relationships between why we asked all the questions, all their side effects, all their health history, and how it led to why they're sitting in my office today.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that because I'm not using complex words.
Mm-hmm.
I never get above a six-year-old mentality in my office because you don't need to get more complex than a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when I can get 4 and 5 year olds to understand what I do, where they can explain it back in their own terms, I know that I'm communicating accurately. And as a result of that, people go from feeling like a passenger in the back of the bus on their health journey, not knowing where the bus is going or even if they got on the right bus, to actually being the one in the driver's seat and I'm their GPS, and they're following the directions, but they're the ones doing the driving.
And that's important. If you can put people back in the driver's seats of their own health, you've really accomplished something really powerful.
And that's the funny thing, Mark. It is their health. It's theirs. They need to take ownership of it. And we need to answer questions. And the most important question that I can answer for anybody is why? I have high blood pressure. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I have heart disease. Why? Mm-hmm. I have a diagnosis of cancer. Why? My doctor thinks I may have cancer and wants to do a biopsy. Why? Right. And if you don't answer the question why, you're never going to get to a solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And solutions are what you're after.
Solutions is what the patient's after.
Yeah, well, that's very true. Well, this is a wonderful conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I just have a few more questions I'd like to get your perspective on about what history's got to do with your health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial, and thank you again for listening, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 in Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone, which is always with me and in my pocket. I'll be the one answering the phone. So if you truly want to talk to me, calling my cell phone would be the best way to do that. That cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, today, Mark and I have been talking about what's your health history got to do with it. And it has everything to do with why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, because you are the sum total of every experience that you've had and all your thoughts about those experiences that you've had. And you could have had a happy life and still ended up with problems. You could have a frustrating, angry life and still end up with problems. And your history has everything to do with what your body's doing today.
One of the things that I find so intriguing in the questions that you ask is you ask this question: how important is it for you to get rid of this problem? Now, what does that tell you? I mean, wouldn't everybody just want to get rid of that problem?
Yes and no. It's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday regarding the people who actually invest in their health problem. And they've had their health problem for so long, Mark, that if their problem was to go away, they would have to redo their whole life, because now they wouldn't have the crutch of their health problem, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's no disrespect to people who have chronic health issues, but when you've turned the corner and now you've created a whole lifestyle around your health issue,
right?
You would have to change your whole lifestyle if your health problem went away. Maybe you would no longer qualify for disability payments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that would mean I'd actually have to go out and get a job. But right. I haven't worked for 30 years. I don't feel confident going out and getting a job. So when I ask a person on a scale of 1 to 10, how high would you rate your commitment to wanting to make a change to get your health back? It helps me get an understanding of what the psychological perspective and what the person does within their mind regarding their health concern. I had a woman who'd been suffering with a health issue for 27 years, and she called me and said, "Dr. Rick, you're my last hope. If you can't help me, I don't know what's going to happen to me." And she appealed to me over the phone, and long and the short of it, she was an in-home disabled person that stayed at her sister's house, and her sister basically waited on her hand and foot. And so she had her sister come down. It was about an hour and a half to my office, and she brought me a stack of paperwork, and I just wanted to see what her blood work was doing to see if she had parasites. And her blood work for 27 years indicated that she had parasites, and I called her while her sister was standing next to me in the office, and I said to her, I said, "Listen, your sister's here. I have your paperwork. I looked at your paperwork, and your paperwork indicates the same thing for the last 27 years. I found the problem that you have, and I'm pretty confident that I can help you get out of the situation that you're in." And she was like, "Oh, thank you so much. I knew you'd be my savior, this, that, and the other thing." And when we got off the phone, I asked the sister questions about, how did your sister get into this circumstance? What's her life like, this? And this is where I learned that she was pretty much dependent upon other people for her own existence. And her sister was that primary caretaker. And so I said to her sister, I said, "I want to tell you something. You just heard your sister schedule an appointment with me. I'm going to call her when it comes time. Sometime between now and then, she'll give me a reason not to come in." "Oh, no, she really wants to get well. She goes to the doctors all the time." I said, "Yes, but nobody's ever offered her a solution. I have a solution for her. She will never come see me." She's like, "Well, I don't know. I hope that's not the case." So the day before she's supposed to come in, I called her to confirm her appointment, which is what I do with all my patients. Right. I mean, you're aware of that. And so I said, "You know, hi, it's Dr. Huntoon. We talked last week, and we scheduled you for an appointment for tomorrow morning, and I was just confirming that, see if you have any questions, and if there's anything that I can do for you right now before I meet you. I'm looking forward to meeting you tomorrow." She's like, "Oh, we don't have an appointment tomorrow." I said, "Not to disagree with you, but we did have a conversation on the phone. I did review all your paperwork, and I did tell you that I, you know, found what's going on in your blood, that there's something that we can do to help you." She says, "I didn't make an appointment for tomorrow. I can't be there tomorrow." And then she made it my fault that I was trying to get her to come see me when she had scheduled an appointment. So she's like, "Well, I'm not coming," and she hangs up on me. "I'll send my sister down to get my paperwork." So when her sister showed up to get her paperwork back, she looked at me and she was just like, "How did you know that?" I said, "She's built a whole lifestyle around being sick. She doesn't want to get better." So I asked the question to understand, well, where is the person at? "Oh, I'm at a 10. I definitely want to get well." Well, good. I can work with that person. Anybody who's a 9 or less, I'm questioning, well, why wouldn't you want to be a 10? And if you're not a 10, I need to understand why before I agree to take the case on. So I need their honest opinion. How motivated are you to get well? And this rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're 100% committed. I work with 10s. I don't work with people less than 10s, typically.
So if somebody out there is listening and they feel like they're a 10 and they want to reach you, what's the best way to contact you and get the answers and maybe go on your website, download these forms, start filling them out?
Yeah, go to spineboy.com and print out, download and print out the new patient forms under the new patient center, and then pick up the phone and call me after you fill the forms out, and let's have a conversation, and let's talk about what can be done for you. What can be done? We should be a merry cans, not a bunch of hopeless can'ts. So I'd like, if you are an merry can and you would like to do something with your health and get a new health outcome that's going to improve your life, please call me, 845-561-2225. Mark, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate you elucidating more information in terms of what your history got to do with it. And I've enjoyed the conversation, and I want to thank you for all of that. I'm going to ask the listener to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our pain.